This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Brothers and sisters, this session is dedicated for you. It is very important to remain on Islam. We shall share with you top 10 things to do after accepting Islam. والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري وَحْلُلْ أُقْدَةً مِنْ لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي. I welcome all of you with the greetings of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Meaning may the peace, mercy and the blessings of Allah the Most High be upon all of you. Dear new Muslim brothers and sisters, this session is dedicated for you. And I congratulate you for coming back to the faith that you were born with. Alhamdulillah. Islam is not a new religion. It is not a new way of life. Rather, it is the same way of life. It is the same religion which was sent down to the first man and a prophet, set foot on the face of the earth, Adam, peace be upon him. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, also mentioned in the hadith, every child is born upon the fitrah, and later his parents make him a Jew or a Christian or any other religious background. This fitrah is a natural disposition, is a natural inclination towards the Islamic faith, towards the submission of one Almighty God, Allah the Most High. So Islam is a natural religion. Therefore I said, welcome back to the faith that you were born with, the Islamic faith. Now, as it is important to accept Islam, it is also very important, my dear new Muslim brothers and sisters, to remain on Islam, to be steadfast on it, to be on it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Fussilat, Surah number 41, Ayah number 30, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. And those who have said, Allah is our Rabb, Allah is our Lord. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. And then remain on it. Be on it. What will happen to it? What will be the fruits of it? تَتَنَزَّلُوا عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. The angels will descend upon him, saying, أَلَّا تَخَافُوا. وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ. Do not fear, do not grieve, rather receive the good news of Jannah for which that you were promised. So my dear brothers and sisters, after accepting Islam, it is very important to remain on Islam to receive the real fruits from it. For example, after taking admission in a university, you just don't stop. You will carry on. You will continue until you receive the certificate in order to meet your objective. Similarly, after accepting Islam, it is very important to remain on it. In today's session, we shall share with you top 10 things to do after accepting Islam. The first thing to do after accepting Islam is seek knowledge. Seek knowledge, my dear brothers and sisters. After accepting Islam, you need to seek knowledge. Islam is a religion of knowledge. Islamic faith demands knowledge before even action. In fact, the first revelation sent down by Allah Almighty is concerning knowledge. As Allah says in Surah Alaq, Surah number 96, Ayah number 1, اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق. Read, recite in the name of your Lord who created. Also, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he said, seeking knowledge is compulsory, is an obligation upon every Muslim. Because knowledge frees you from ignorance. Knowledge prevents you from being a victim of evil. Knowledge empowers your iman. Knowledge strengthens your foundation. Knowledge helps you to distinguish between right and wrong. And knowledge helps you to be on the straight path. However, the knowledge that you gain after accepting Islam, it is very important that this knowledge must be certain and authentic. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in the Quran, in Surah Yusuf, Surah number 12, Ayah number 108, قُلْ, say to them, هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي, this is my way. أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ, I call people to Allah, عَلَى بَصِيرَ, with certain knowledge, with insightful knowledge. So it is very important that when you seek knowledge, make sure that it must be authentic. So my dear new Muslim brothers and sisters, the first thing after accepting Islam that you need to do is seek knowledge. Seek knowledge about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Learn about His names and attributes. Learn about the life and time of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Learn how to read Quran, how to understand Quran. Learn how to pray, how to observe fast, how to pay zakah and perform Hajj if you are eligible. Learn the morals and characters of Islam. So this is the first thing that you need to do after accepting Islam is seeking knowledge. The second thing to do after accepting Islam is to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with certainty and sincerity. Sincerity and certainty in believing Allah in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is absolutely important, my brothers and sisters. When you've made this shahada, when you've made this shahada, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, that there is no God, there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah, then be sincere on it. Be certain on it. And sincerity demands that you believe in Him to be the only one worthy of worship. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Taha, Surah number 20, Ayah number 14, إِنَّنِي أَنَ اللَّهِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَعْبُدْنِي وَأَقِيمِ الصَّلَاةِ لِذِكْرِي. Most certainly, I am your Allah, so do not worship anyone beside me, and establish salah in my remembrance. Also, sincerity demands that you obey His commands and enter into Islam, not partially, but completely, absolutely, wholeheartedly. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Baqarah, Surah number 2, Ayah number 208, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O you who believe, أُدْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَةً, enter into Islam completely, wholeheartedly, absolutely. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ, and do not follow the footsteps of shaitan. إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ, for you, shaitan is an open enemy. Devil is an open enemy. So be sincere in believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. also be certain in believing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be certain about four things regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number one thing, believe with certainty in the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have no doubt whatsoever. When you have made this testimony, be certain about it. Be certain in the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number one. Number two, be certain in the belief of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one and unique in His Lordship. Believe with certainty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only one and unique in His Lordship. Number three, be certain about the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah is unique and one. He is one and unique in His names and attributes. The fourth thing that you need to be certain about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one and unique in His divinity and in worship. These are the four things that you need to be certain about. And all this belief with certainty, it must be done through your tongue by saying, be certain in saying. It must be in your heart that what you say, you must believe it in your heart. And it must reflect on your body by the obedience, by the following of commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear brothers and sisters, after accepting Islam, you need to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincerity and certainty. The third thing that you need to do after accepting Islam is know and follow Muhammad, peace be upon him. Every one of us need a teacher, need an advisor, a guide who can help us in the way of life, who can help us to be successful in the hereafter. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy, out of His wisdom, sent down Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, to be our master, to be our guide, to be our advisor, to be our teacher, and to be our example till the last day for the whole of humanity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ahzab, Surah number 33, Ayah number 21, لَقَدَ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. The best example for you in your life is to follow the life of Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. Muhammad, peace be upon him, is our teacher. We can't follow him unless and until we know him. How can one follow anyone without knowing him? So you as new Muslims, try to learn and know the life and time of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As a messenger, as a husband, as a friend and companion, as a leader, as a neighbor. Know his life and time in order to understand him closely with an objective to follow him. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it compulsory for all the Muslims to follow and obey Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as it is mentioned in Surah Nisa, Surah number 4, Ayah number 59, أَتِيُوا اللَّهِ وَأَتِيُوا الرَّسُولِ. Obey Allah and obey Muhammad, peace be upon him. It is an obligation upon us to follow Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. In fact, Allah Almighty has put this condition of obeying Muhammad, peace be upon him, in order to love him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al Imran, Surah number 3, Ayah number 31, قُلْ, say to them, if you really love Allah, follow me, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you and forgive your sins. Indeed, Allah is most forgiving and most wise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this command so that we may obey Muhammad, peace be upon him, in our life. So you as new Muslim brothers and sisters, you need to know and follow Muhammad, peace be upon him. And this is the third thing that you need to do after accepting Islam. The fourth thing to do after accepting Islam is to make Quran as your living manual. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with a final book of guidance. As Allah says in Surah Ibrahim, Surah number 14, Ayah number 52, هذا بلاغ للناس. Here is a message for mankind. Moreover, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Baqarah, Surah number 2, Ayah number 185, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس. Ramadan was the month in which was sent down the Quran as a guidance for the whole of mankind. Wal Furqan, and as a criterion to judge right from wrong. Without Quran, after accepting Islam, without Quran, you will never have guidance. If you are away from the Quran, that means you are away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you would like to really enjoy Islam, understand Islam, then be the people of the Quran. Keep Quran as a roadmap of your life. And that is what the purpose of the Quran is. Allah says in Surah Ibrahim, Surah number 14, Ayah number 1, Alif Lam Ra. This is the book which we have sent down to you, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, so that you may take people from darkness to light, from ignorance to knowledge, with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the purpose of the Quran, that it will guide you as an instruction manual. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Zumar, Surah number 39, Ayah number 41, we have revealed this Quran to you so that you may instruct mankind with it. This is our instruction manual. So you have to make sure that you be with the Quran. Be with the Quran. Read the Quran. Try to understand the Quran, even initially with the translation. Ponder over the Quran. For this Quran will make you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the fourth thing, my dear new Muslim brothers and sisters, that you need to do after accepting Islam. The fifth thing to do after accepting Islam is establish salah. Establish salah. Salah is the second pillar of Islam, and it is the first manifestation, it is the first actual physical demonstration to prove your claim right. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made salah as an obligation upon us so that we may link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We may be in touch of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear new Muslim brothers and sisters, after accepting Islam, you need to be programmed. You need programming. And there is no better way of programming than performing and establishing salah 5 times a day, every single day. When you are constantly in touch with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you are programmed towards doing right, and that is the purpose of salah. As Allah says in Surah An-Kabut, Surah number 29, Ayah number 45, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَهْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. Salah indeed prevents you from immorality and wrongdoing. So you need to establish salah after accepting Islam. You need to be linked and attached with the salah. You can't miss for the salah after accepting Islam. For indeed, salah is an obligation upon the Muslims. And salah is the most important act in Islam, my brothers and sisters. No wonder Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, has said, Salah is the dividing line between Iman and Kufr, between faith and disbelief. So dear brothers and sisters, you need to establish Salah in order to fulfill your obligation towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The sixth thing to do after accepting Islam is to observe fast, pay zakah, and perform hajj if you are able to. All these three are the fundamentals of Islam. All these three are the foundations and the pillars of Islam. Fasting is an obligation upon the Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Baqarah, Surah number 2, Ayah number 183, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, kutiba alaykumus siyam kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon. O you who believe, fasting is prescribed to you as it was prescribed to the people who came before you, so that you may attain taqwa. You may be God conscious. And believe me, fasting is one of the strongest means of achieving taqwa, of achieving God consciousness. And this is the criteria in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to get closer. Zakah is again an obligation for those who are eligible to pay. Zakah helps you to grow and purify. It also represents your economic commitment towards those who are in need of you. Zakah helps you to purify and to grow, which is the meaning of the word zakah. You need to pay zakah if you are eligible for this obligation. Hajj is a beautiful act of worship again, one of the fundamentals of Islam. Hajj is the pilgrimage that every Muslim who is financially and physically able to must perform Hajj at least once in a lifetime. So the sixth thing that you need to do, my brothers and sisters, is that observe fasting, pay zakah, and perform Hajj if you are able to. The seventh thing to do after accepting Islam is that you must be in the good company. Keep yourself among the people who are righteous. Be in the company of the good Muslims. This is really, really very important, my brothers and sisters. After accepting Islam, do not be among those who are the people of evil. Do not be among those who are away from Islam. Be in the company of good Muslims. Be in the company of those who could remind you about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala constantly. Be in the company of those who are regular and punctual to their salah. Be in the company of those who remind you to read and understand and ponder the Quran. Be in the company of those who help you realize that this life is just a short journey, but the real life is the life of hereafter. Be in the company of those who can remind you and keep you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is very important. The eighth thing to do after accepting Islam, my dear new Muslim brothers and sisters, is that you must pray for yourself and for your family. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us this beautiful dua in Surah Al Imran, Surah number 3, Ayah number 8, Rabbana, O our Lord, La tuzigh qulubana, do not let our hearts swerve away deviate away, diverted away. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana, after you have given us guidance. Ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahma innaka antal wahhab, and grant us the mercy from your mercy. Indeed, you are the bestower of countless blessings. This dua reminds us to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be on Islam, to live the life of Islam, to remain firm on Islam. So pray for yourself that after accepting Islam, let not your heart go away from it, and practice so that your prayer will be accepted. Practice and perform. Islam is a practical religion. It helps you and encourages you and motivates you to perform so that you may be stable on Islam. And pray for your family, especially for your parents. You might come from a background, or your parents might not be Muslims yet. Pray for them. Plead to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Pray and plead to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may Allah guide them as well as He has guided you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Tahreem, Surah number 66, Ayah number 6, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, kum anfusikum wa ahlikum nara. O you who believe, save yourself, protect yourself and your family from the hellfire. So pray for them and share this beautiful message, this beautiful religion that you have discovered. Let them also understand and have the clear understanding of Islam so that you can fulfill your obligation with them. And make sure that you be obedient to your parents, even if they are non-Muslims. Be obedient to them in all aspects, except those which contradict Islam. Be more dutiful to them. Be more caring to them. Advise them in the best of manners. Share the message of Islam with them, whether it be your parents, or your brothers and sisters, or your spouse, or anyone who is your relative, or the people of the world. Share this message. So the eighth thing that you need to do, my brothers and sisters, after accepting Islam, is pray for yourself and for your family to be firm on Islam. The ninth thing that you need to do after accepting Islam is be patient during the time of trial. We know that after accepting Islam, you might face problems. You will encounter so many issues. You may face challenges. You'll have to go through a very difficult time. Be patient, my brothers and sisters. Be patient. Beat off any difficulty. Everything could become ease when you are patient. And realize that all the Muslims, everyone is created with a purpose that we may be tested. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Mulk, Surah number 67, Ayah number 2, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ وَعْمَلًا. We have created you, God Almighty says, we have created you. We have created life and death, so that we may test you who is in best of conduct. So we all are being tested. So you will also be tested. And test will come in different ways. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Baqarah, Surah number 2, Ayah number 155, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we will surely test you with something of hunger, of fear, of loss of wealth and fruits, of your own lives. But could give good news. Give good news to those who are patient. So my dear brothers and sisters, no matter how hard the test is, no matter how difficult the time is, be patient. Be patient. The greatest benefit of being patient is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be with you. Allah says in Surah Baqarah, Surah number 2, Ayah number 153, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with those who are patient. And patience demands three things. That you be on the right path, firm. Be firm on the right path, number one. Number two, carry on yourself on the right path. Number three, abstain and avoid all the bad and evil and carry on with the right path. So you need to be patient, which means establish yourself on truth. Carry on your life with the truth and abstain from falsehood. You need to be patient in all the times, my brothers and sisters. And the prize of patience is also, inshallah, bi-idhnillah, with the help and permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is Jannah. So this is the ninth point that you need to consider and keep in mind, which you need to do after accepting Islam. The last thing and the tenth thing primarily to do after accepting Islam is you must remember death and have care for Akhirah. Muslims have been taught that this life is a temporary life. This life that we are living in, the world that we are living in, is a temporary journey. It is not the final destination. Don't be involved in it so much so that you lose the focus on Akhirah, on a hereafter. We are being told and programmed that this is a temporary life. We are here for a shorter time. And we do not belong to this world. We have to go away. And similar thought that you need to start thinking after accepting Islam by remembering death. Because if a person is a Muslim or not, whether religious or not, he will never deny death. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Imran, Surah number 3, Ayah number 185, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Every soul shall taste death. So keep remembering death, for this will help you realize that you do not belong here. Whatever the difficulties that you might be facing, it is for some time, for few years. You might be insulted. You might be humiliated for accepting Islam. You might face different levels of challenges after accepting Islam. But you know that this life is very short. And the real life is hereafter. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah An'am, Surah number 6, Ayah number 32, that this life is nothing but play and amusement. But the real life is the life of hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَلْ آخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَىٰ. And the later life is better than this life. So you have accepted Islam. And after accepting Islam, keep remembering death so that you may hasten yourself to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that you may be content with the minimal. So that you may be convinced and will never compete for the matters of this dunya. You will never compete when you keep remembering death. You will never compete with this dunya. Be focused. Care for Akhirah. Care for the hereafter. Yearn to get Jannah. Pray to get Jannah. Perform to get Jannah, my brothers and sisters. After accepting Islam, this is what you need to do. Keep remembering death and have care for the hereafter in which we are going to be forever. We are going to be forever. Yearn for Jannah. Jannah, paradise, is that which, as Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, no one, no eyes have seen it, no ears have heard it,
and no one can imagine it. And this is going to be permanent for all time, till eternity. So the last thing that you need to focus and do, my brothers and sisters, my new Muslim brothers and sisters, is that keep remembering death and have care for the hereafter. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us understand Islam and practice Islam wholeheartedly. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us firmness in faith. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us remain on Islam till the last breath. As Allah says in Surah Hijr, Surah number 15, Ayah number 99. وَعَبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. Worship your Lord until the certainty comes to you. That is death. Thank you so much. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ